We've heard from England, Scotland and Wales, so let's move to Northern Ireland to see how our case study would be managed there. Most referrals in Northern Ireland are made via the GP, except for emergency referrals. We asked Raymond Curran, head of ophthalmic services at the Northern Ireland Health and Social Board, if there were any specialist referral refinement or fast-track schemes in Northern Ireland that warranted a different referral route.
In Northern Ireland, the referral process has changed very little in the past 10 years, in that most referrals generated by primary care optometrists still go on a GOS 18 referral form, still largely via the GP and still largely on paper. We have plans to streamline that process and make it both easier and improve the quality of the referrals, but by and large that's still the way that we refer. We're on the cusp of change. That's the important thing. Every citizen in Northern Ireland has an electronic care record which contains their previous and past medical history, their current medications, and any results they might have from screening or other programs, from cytology, mammography, or whatever, and real-time results from any hospital episodes. Because they have that, they no longer need the GPs. They can be removed from that part of the pathway. We have now electronic referral mechanism called CCG. It stands for Clinical Communications Gateway. And so fairly much all of GP referrals are done electronic via CCG. That allows a transmission of, in our particular case, so if a GP received a paper-based GOS 18 and perhaps a scan or a retinal photograph, then they can attach that and send that electronically into the trust. Again, unnecessary step. So what we're going to do now is pilot a number of practices and allow direct e-referral from GOS practices via CCG, and that will allow direct communication from the optometrist into the secondary care. Because the optometrist knows that the patient has been referred, there'll be a read code that he or she will know that the referral has been received in secondary care and opened, and indeed what the action from that is.
We asked if there are any specialist referral refinement or fast-track schemes in Northern Ireland that warranted a different referral route.
So we have, much like any other region across the United Kingdom, we recognise that there are certain conditions that we need in terms of safety and quality to present at an earlier time. Most people will acknowledge that wet AMD, for instance, or some of the exudative maculopathies need a quicker presentation. The outcomes improve by that, and so we've introduced fast track for those. We have a number of referral refinement schemes in Northern Ireland, one of which is regional. That's the glaucoma and ocular hypertension referral refinement, and by regional I mean Northern Ireland wide, and two which are in specific local commissioning group areas. So if I have local commissioning group areas, in two of them we have a cataract referral refinement scheme operational, and in a further one we have an acute red eye scheme, not unlike PERS or minor eye conditions schemes that exist throughout the rest of the UK. The glaucoma one was set up in December 2013. The acknowledgement was that since the advent of NICE Clinical Guideline 85 in 2009, there was quite a sustained number of patients going in for assessment for suspect ocular hypertension or glaucoma into secondary care. Quite a lot of false positive. The false positive were deemed to be something in the region of about 30 to 40%, depending on what research you read. And so we commissioned a referral refinement scheme based solely on repeat measures that aimed to reduce those false positives by 30%. And that's been performing since December 13. And to date now, in mid-June 2015, there's been in excess of 2,500 patients through the scheme. This is a funded scheme, attracting an additional fee through a local enhanced service for the optometry provider and attracting some grant aid towards the cost of equipment. But the reduction into secondary care has not been 30%, it's been 65%. The second scheme, the cataract scheme, was launched in September of 2013. It isn't funded at this point, in that what we're doing is just really resourcing optometrists to ask the pertinent question to try and reduce the numbers of patients who were being referred for cataract who either didn't want cataract surgery or or surgery wasn't deemed to be required, just to try and reduce the 25% of all patients going into secondary care who didn't progress to surgery. That's been introduced in two of the five LCG areas, and the evaluations would show where that's been introduced. The patients who have been referred in are reduced, but the patients who are proceeding to surgery are increased. And finally, the acute eye service in a small locality of one LCG area started in September of 14. So a design team looked and thought, what sort of conditions can we safely and appropriately treat in primary care? And indeed, those who do need onward referral to secondary care, how can we improve the quality of that referral in? And so the design team calculated that there's about 15% of all patients in outpatient appointments that are attending for conditions that don't need to be in secondary care. These are conditions such as blepharitis, conjunctivitis, corneal abrasions, corneal foreign bodies, dry eye, watery eye. These sorts of conditions we felt could be safely and appropriately treated by trained and accredited optometrists.
So how would our case study be handled in Northern Ireland?
The pathway will be to contact the Regional Acute Eye Service, which operates in Belfast, and the Western Trust. Those are the two provider trusts. They will currently triage per phone, and they would usually say send the patient up again within 24 hours, so usually the next day. Whenever we have the electronic solution in place, this will be one of the things will be referral for advice. So this will be either done electronically as a referral into the system. We would hope then to have a regional referral management centre, which will appropriately triage based on this red, amber, green. And so that takes away a little bit of the second guessing.
So in this section, we have defined urgent conditions as those that need to be seen by a specialist for further investigation and treatment within 2 weeks. Dr. Petrarca emphasised that these conditions do not require emergency attention within 24 hours, and echoed Dr. Ross's advice that if you are ever in doubt about whether to refer or the level of urgency to refer with, call up the on-call ophthalmologist for advice. And we've heard how wider systematic overhauls in Scotland and Wales target at-risk groups and minimise the pressure on secondary care by increasing management in primary care. Most referrals encountered in practice are not classified as an emergency or urgent, and these non-urgent or routine referrals are going to form the basis now of Part 3.